On the show today, we have Ascend Credit Union's very own Matt Jernigan talking about their ITM technology and being the first credit union in the state of Tennessee to adopt this technology. Pretty impressive, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Matt Jernigan from Ascend Credit Union in the great state of Tennessee. How are you, Matt?
Doing great. Good afternoon. Glad to join you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you could join us. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat about some really cool news that you guys have to share today. So, and that news is you guys are the first financial institution, credit union, and bank to offer ITM, interactive teller machine technology in the state of Tennessee. That's pretty cool.
Yes, that's correct. We've started on this endeavor about 5 years ago, and we're very proud to be on the innovating side of this and on the really cutting edge in our market.
Well done. Yeah. So how does it feel or how's your credit union feel being kind of an ITM pioneer in Tennessee, so to speak?
Well, it's really been a natural fit. It really kind of aligned with us strategically. During this same time, we were trying to really focus in on the Nashville market, which, as most people know, is just really a key market in the Middle Tennessee area. So we were certainly in that market, but trying to make a bigger branch presence in that market. So typically before ITMs, our typical branch footprint had covered anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 square feet. And now through ITMs, we're getting into branches as small as 1,500 square feet. Oh, wow. So that was kind of really the biggest driver, but also just great technology on the platform.
Yeah, no doubt. And it sounds like the continued evolution of the branch for sure is as it kind of shrinks and becomes more of a self-service or a consultative environment. Is that what you guys are finding?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, certainly, you know, we serve a demographic that's still very reliant on cash and check deposits to a great extent. So obviously mobile deposits, some of those innovations, which we certainly have those, have made a dent in the teller transactions, but it's still a very critical part of our business. So being able to service those types of transactions in a branch environment while also reduce that footprint was just a win-win.
Yeah, no doubt. So tell me exactly, how does the technology work for not only for your credit union, but for your members as well, especially in these times that we're experiencing right now, which we'll get into in a little bit as well. So how does it work?
So the machine, to a consumer, if they happen upon one, it would look and feel very much like a typical ATM. Some of the biggest differences they would first notice would be that it's touchscreen driven, so there's no card interaction. So usually the member or consumer will initiate a transaction by touching the screen. Mm-hmm. And then really from that standpoint on, it's very much like a typical teller transaction. We have a call center, if you will, of a centralized teller group that focuses on these machines. And so really it works in a queue system. It works in a typical what you would imagine in a call center. So the next available agent answers the call, and really they're taking over the technical kind of function of the machine and then really just having a dialogue just like they would in a typical transaction. So some of the things you quickly see that ITMs kind of avoid, some of your transaction limitations that are typically part of the ATM network, so withdrawal limits, things like that, that completely goes away when you're dealing with an ITM because it really is an interactive engagement.
What are some of the other advantages of this technology at your credit union?
Well, certainly we think just the personal feel of interacting with an agent versus, you know, an ATM is great for self-service, but this does give another level of engagement. One of the quick benefits that we realized was just the consistency of the experience. So typically, you know, in a large branch environment, you try to have a single policy on check acceptance and things like that. Mm-hmm. But really when you try to train that across a branch network, 20, 25, 30 branches, you lose, even in your best training programs, you lose a level of consistency that with a centralized group, you're really able to retain that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. Now I want to get to the pandemic. So how did this technology help you guys during COVID? And well, I mean, we're still in it. Why am I talking like that? we're still kind of in it. So how has it helped you guys in the last, you know, 4 or 5 months? And then even today, and then moving on, you know, 6 months from now, how do you see it helping?
Yeah, it did. It really allowed us to make a difference in our communities. One of the things we have been able to do with ITMs that would just not be conducive in a normal branch environment. We offer teller services 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So being able to have those extended hours when people, particularly the healthcare industry, working longer hours. So being able to have that type of service extension was really a tremendous win for us. And a lot of our branches, like many others, we close when appointment only or very limited capacity. So being able to have, again, that 7x7, 6 day a week capacity to serve was really beneficial. Mm-hmm. And then obviously just the component of a machine dispensed currency versus, you know, the personal interaction that people were very, very much more mindful of, I think, during the start of the pandemic. And so all those areas were big wins where this technology made a huge difference for us.
Oh, I bet. And I can just imagine the member feedback as well. It's like, hey, you know, this is great. I don't have to like do any face-to-face. I mean, not that we don't want to, but kind of the situation that we were in, you know, so, you know, hey, I can go and still talk to somebody, but still get that, get what I need to get done.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our traditional settings, we deployed, you know, plexiglass, things like that. So a little bit of lack of personal engagement like we typically like, but really for the ITMs, the move in the pandemic really was no change for those members. So I think a lot of members experienced it for the first time, and we've actually seen a lot of retention of those members using that channel.
Really? Yeah. I mean, like a lot of things, the pandemic forced us to do things that we ordinarily wouldn't do. I mean, like obviously all the digital services and stuff that credit unions offer, a lot of people were kind of forced into that. And now they're like, hey, this is pretty cool. Why wasn't I using this before? You know? So it sounds like this is the same deal with what happened at your credit union, right?
Yes. Yes. We've seen a lot of retention within that channel. We were typically seeing about 40% use that channel. It probably got up closer to 70, 80% during the height of some of our branch restrictions, but we've retained probably half of that change during the pandemic.
Yeah. And it sounds like, I mean, other than the touch screen, this is almost kind of like a touchless service, you know? So it's kind of almost a hands-off type of thing. So, I mean, and yet it's still very interactive.
Correct.
And so what advice do you have for other credit unions out there? I'm still aghast at, I'm going over to Britain. I don't know why I'm using that word, but I'm still aghast at why that you guys are the only ones in Tennessee that are the only financial institution to offer this technology. I mean, that's great for you guys, but I'm like, what? What's going on with everybody else?
Well, I will have to be honest. Our place in being the only financial institution in Middle Tennessee was short-lived. Others have since added that over the last 5 years. So just be transparent about that. But I think part of that was just the messaging and awareness of how consumers really adapted to this.
Yeah.
And my advice to others would just be to look at the data, know the demographical makeup of your membership. Certainly, I think changes like this are becoming more adaptable to consumers. They see this in all walks of life now. A lot of supermarkets, things like that, have mm-hmm. the self-checkout technology that's growing. So it's really a chance, I think, to ride the innovation a little bit that's already occurring in a lot of other sectors and just implement those in our credit union.
Yeah, and it seems like it's almost becoming the norm now. I mean, like this, you know, this type of conversation via Zoom or you know, online video conferencing, that type of stuff, it's almost becoming the norm. And so when you go to your credit union, you see this, oh, okay, it's not any big deal now. But whereas, you know, a couple of years ago, hey, this is pretty cool.
Absolutely. And that's really what we've seen is any resistance we had early on, quite frankly, it was quickly overcome. But then as time has gone along, it certainly has become, like you said, just kind of more of that accepted norm.
Yeah. And it seems that as we get post COVID, whenever that will be, I'm hoping sooner rather than later, but it sounds like this will be a vital service for a lot of credit unions out there, because again, like we said in your previous response, that this type of stuff is to be expected now almost. And so now as we move forward, hopefully, that, you know, this is something that will be kind of a normal service that a credit union or a financial institution will have, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think post pandemic, like you said, whenever that occurs, we have, I think, reached a moment of public health awareness that although I do expect that to subside, you know, at some point, I don't think it's ever going to return back to where it was pre-pandemic. So I think obviously preference for these type of touchless or minimal touch services, I think it's going to have a high level of demand going forward.
Oh, agreed. Agreed. All right. Anything else here, Matt, to wrap up here? I mean, congrats again on the success of this this technology at your credit union and being a pioneer in your neck of the woods. So that's really cool to see. And I love seeing credit unions really spearhead these types of things. And you guys are certainly right there in the mix. But yeah, anything else to add to wrap up here?
The only thing I would add is obviously we've touched primarily on the member aspect of it and doing the proper implementation. But this is obviously a huge change from a delivery standpoint within your organization internally as well. So I would say one of the lessons learned from us is to sometimes I think there is a tendency when you deploy technology in a branch that's serviced outside of that branch, it's almost kind of set the machine and forget it. It's really good to ensure with your branch operations team that they do have a shared ownership of these devices in your branch. They work with the teams that are working remotely and to really have that co-ownership of the technology in the branch. That's so vital to having a successful launch.
Yeah, definitely a two-way street for sure, for sure. And to keep it going and keep it a success as well. That, you know, that constant communication. And like you said, I mean, the consistency in the communication with the members is so key here. And I think that probably helps out with the traditional branch services as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And technically, I mean, really, the branch personnel, even though there may be some resistance on the front end, when they lose that whole cash management component and see their end-of-day activities dramatically reduced because now, you know, balancing, storage of cash, all those things are removed from their nightly checklist. It's a huge benefit
I bet.
For the group as well.
I bet. Well, good stuff, Matt. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and talk about a really cool technology and you guys paving the way for many others. So congrats on that and keep up the good work, okay?
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity to discuss it.
Anytime, Matt.